Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi. Today we're continuing to learn Masechtas Nazir, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah Hey. So the halacha is that when a Nazir finishes the Nazirus, they bring a number of sacrifices. They bring an Ola, a Chatas, and a Shlomim. Important about a Chatas, by the way, is a Chatas can only be brought by the owner who has to bring it. In the event that the owner is no longer around, we let the Chatas graze and we're not allowed to ever use it. Okay, you bring 20 loaves of bread, 10 of which are mixed oil, 10 of which are smeared oil, and these loaves are not brought, rather waved. Okay, this is all important because the case here is a woman is about to finish her Nazirus, and her husband then says, you know what? I am being mafia your Nazirus. I'm getting rid of it. So now what happens to the animals which she already consecrated, or maybe she didn't, and she's about to bring? What's the status of them? Because they already were designated, seemingly, to be in the temple. So a woman says, I'm a Nazir, and she separates three animals. Again, the lamb for the Ola, the female lamb for the Chatas, and the ram for the Shlomim. So what happens? Vacha hafer la baila, im shlahi sebehemta. If the animals belong to him, takes the tear either. So they can go and graze with the rest of the flock, because even though she had the right to the animals, they never belonged to him, and therefore it's all good and well. They don't have the degree of sanctification. What if they are hers? So Chatas, Tomos. The Chatas is left to die. You can't do anything with it because it's as if the owner is no longer here, and therefore the Chatas, you can't do anything with it. Ola Tikrav Ola. The Ola she brought is a voluntary Ola. Veshlam Tikrav Shlamim. And the Shlamim she brought is a voluntary Shlamim. You only have one day to eat it. Let wait, a Nazir's Shlamim has one day. You don't have to bring the bread because they're not needed anymore. And what if she designates money? Because this money's for the Karbanos, but she doesn't say which monies are for which Karban. The money should be given. There's a chest in the base of Migdash, which we discussed. We learned Megillah together. These chests were designated for voluntary communal offerings. She put the money in there. Moses for Rashi, but she has money she spent. Okay, this lump of money is for the Chatas. This is for the Olas, for the Shlomim. The money designated for the Chatas has to be thrown into the Dead Sea, as in it can't be used, so you have to get rid of it, destroy it. You can't have any benefit from it. But also, because one can't, if one does benefit from them, you don't get me'ilah from them. You're not over the violation of me'ilah utilizing consecrated items because you're not allowed to buy an offering with it. So kind of it's in this limbo period where can't buy an offering with it. So there's no me'ilah, but you're not allowed to benefit from it. You may ola, you have ola with the ola money. You should buy an ola offering, omal b'hem. Therefore, since you could buy, since it's consecrated money, you could buy a carbon with it. You'll be over me'ilah. You may shlomi, you have the shlomi. The shlomi, you also buy a shlomi offering. And nachli, you eat it for one day. Ain't no tone left. We don't need bread. Okay, until what point can a husband cancel his wife's neder? What if she begins the purification process? Can he cancel it? Says the Mishnah as follows. Once you sprinkle the blood on the altar, even of one of the karbanos, so now she's already permitted to drink wine and come in contact with a dead body, so the husband's no longer able to cancel her naziris. Even before you sprinkle the blood, but you just slaughter one of the animals, and the husband can't cancel the naziris, because then otherwise this offer will go to waste. When this is true, but when she's shaving because she's at the end of her purification process from a pure carbon. But if a woman or any for that matter, any nuz becomes tamei, so you actually have to bring a carbon. In that case, so then the husband can be mafir it. He can mafir the nether even halfway through the bringing of the carbonos. I don't want a deprived wife. That is, a woman is able to drink wine because she has to continue not drinking wine until she becomes tahar from a pure zero is done in purity. Even when it comes to a shaving a pure nazir, he can cancel her nazir. Why? I don't want a woman who shaved a shaved head, since that affects her relationship. He can cancel it even after seemingly the blood is sprinkled, because it prevents her from getting her head shaved. I wish you all a wonderful day.